hit the record button. So, but he enlightened me on a few things that we probably have missed mm-hmm. in this particular scripture. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go ahead and put everyone on mute just in case for the background noise.
Amen.
And we still have some people join us. We do want to just make sure that everyone know that please recognize that we're on a Zoom call that's being recorded. So please make sure everything in your background, your attire that you have on is appropriate. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Okay.
I'm on, but I'm not looking.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and put everybody on mute at this time. So our scripture reading for this morning is going to come from the book of Ephesians, as I mentioned, a very, very familiar passage of scripture. If you would please join me in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 14. So once again, we just heard that a few weeks ago. Well, that's okay. We're going to hear it again. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 14. We're going to try not to keep you long. I didn't hear nobody say take your time, so we
well, since we on mute.
Take your time.
All right. So Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 14. Everyone have it? Give me a thumbs up. If you haven't, all right. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Okay, and it reads, finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that ye can take your stand against the devil's schemes. This is the New International Version. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the days of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm, then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Amen and amen. As we still have people chiming in here, I want to use as a topic for our message this morning, I'm still standing. Say, self,
I'm still standing.
Praise God. Just want to be of an encouragement today and to let you know that no matter what, we are what? Still standing. If you recall when you were in school and the teacher would execute their role and to provide you with the knowledge and information you needed according to their lesson plan so you can potentially pass the test. But you also had what was called a review. And this review that the teacher would provide also at times consisted of what we call a benchmark test to see if you had any challenges with understanding the objectives in which you were expected to comprehend and execute. And depending on how well you did with the review, with the benchmark test, that will provide a snapshot or a forecast to the instructor and yourself to determine if you had met the standards or the requirements, the expectations, before you would take what was called the final exam. Everybody remember that? However, for some of us, depending on how well we did with the review, with the benchmark at times, determine how we will prepare to take the final exam. For some of us, we know we don't have good test-taking skills. Some of us, we don't. We know that. We know our strengths. We know our weaknesses. And some of us may have to try and study and spend more hours and more time reviewing the content, while some of us, we're last-minute crammers. Some of us can study for 30 minutes or less, and some of us are just so confident that we don't have to prepare as much as others. But at times, some may think that the confidence of that person or of us in that particular time, some of us will sometimes mistake our confidence for being arrogant. And when the person is certain and sure within themselves because they feel they have the tools within them to succeed. So we all have different levels or different platforms or stages that we're on, and that's okay. But the point is that we have to recognize where our strengths and where our weaknesses are, okay? So as we recognize where our strengths and where our weaknesses are will help us to better determine what it is that we have to do to better prepare. What I'm saying is, depending on your preparation and how much you attempt to apply yourself will determine the end results or outcome of you failing or passing the final exam. So God has given his people a call. He has given us a mission, a course to fulfill, and Satan will do his best to try to stop it, to try to stop us from getting to where God wants us to be, which is what? Passing the test. And when he attacks and when the enemy intimidates us, the main thing that we have to remember to do, that we must what? Stand. We are to stand. But some of us have an issue, which leads me to point number one, which is very familiar. Point number one, you know the saying, if you stay ready, you won't have to get ready. If you stay ready, you won't have to get ready. The fact of the matter is that we don't know what's going to happen the next second, the next minute, the next hour, a couple of hours from now, or even on tomorrow. But we can sing that song, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. But one thing about it, dear husband, is that you cannot claim to grip the solid rock, which is Jesus, and you're not preparing for the battle. You cannot claim to grip the solid rock, which is Jesus, and you're not preparing for the battle. We must realize what 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, it tells us, for the weapons of our what? Warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What are you saying? You cannot fight a spiritual battle with the carnal mind or with the flesh. Okay? Let's see. Astronauts cannot go to space without the proper tools and equipment, including protective gear to wear. Why? Because the elements here on Earth are different from what they will come against were in space. So the elements of the flesh is one thing compared to the elements of the spirit. Your flesh will tell you, okay, go ahead. Yeah, do it. This your thing. Do what you want to do. But the Holy Spirit of God within you will tell you, wait a minute. Don't give in. Wait, don't give up. You know what the word of God says, but while you are not applying it. Some of us, we know, and the saying is, what you know better, you're supposed to do better. But some of us, we're not applying. We're not preparing. Don't let your flesh control and determine the outcome of the test score. Don't let your flesh control and determine the outcome of the test score. The final results of you succeeding and winning the battle, that depends on how much preparation or how much you're going to apply yourself by what? Studying the Word of God. Somebody say, studying the Word of God.
Studying the Word of God.
Studying the Word of God. Okay? So, which is what Paul said something here twice. If you notice in verse 11, he says, put on the whole armor of God. If you look at verse 11 of our text of Ephesians chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, against the schemes, against the tricks of the devil. Yet again, if you look at verse 13, he says what? Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of what? God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and haven't done what? All to stand. Paul said it twice, to put on the whole armor of God, which lets us know some of us are not equipped with the what? Complete armor of God as we believe. Some of us are not equipped with the complete armor. Complete. He says what? Put on the whole armor. You can't go to battle half-stepping. Oh, I got my shield, but I don't have my sword. Wait a minute. That ain't going to work. It's not going to work. You have to what? Be fully equipped to what? To stand, but you can't stand against the enemy and you don't have all the tools that you need. You cannot stand flat-footed against the enemy with confidence and with the aggression that you need by being afraid or looking like a deer in headlights. It's time. I gotta go get my. You don't have time to get. You have to what? Be what? Prepared. You must ensure that you are what? Equipped with every piece of gear needed to defend yourself and needed to strike a mighty blow against the enemy. The incorrect equipment will expose your weakness. I'm going to say that again. The incorrect equipment will expose your weakness. And the enemy will feel they have a better chance. So they're going to what? They're going to try to shoot their shot at you because what? They can see that you can be what? Easily wounded. Amen? They can see that you can be what? Easily wounded. So we must ensure that we are what? We are fit. We are prepared for battle. Paul, he used a variety of terms to refer to our spiritual enemies in verse 12. Look at verse 12. What does verse 12 say? He says in verse 12, for our struggle is not against what? Flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against what? The authorities, against the powers, against the dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So he has what? There's a variety of terms that he's mentioning to us. We should regard them as being on many different levels and many different ranks. But yet, guess what? The number one goal is to knock us as the Christian, as the believer, down from our place of standing. That's the job. That's the aim, is to what? Knock us down, what? From our what? Place of standing. If you're not standing firm on the Word of God, huh? You messed up. You messed up. Which leads me to my second point. Let me see how I'm going to say this. Don't take this too literally. literally, but don't let the enemy catch you with your pants down. Don't let the enemy catch you with your pants down. What are you saying? Let's see. How we gonna fix this? Make certain that, what are you saying? Make certain that your foundation or the truth is from the right source. Make certain your foundation or the truth is from where? The right source. Okay, we got what? The news, we got the radio, we got the TV. Step outside, we got people want to holler at us and tell us all kinds of mess and foolishness, and some of us, we're not quite filtering. We don't have our barriers up to know that, oh, wait a minute, that's some nonsense there. But so what I'm saying is we have a lot of distractions. We have a lot of things that's coming our way into our ears. And so the truth of the matter is, what is the truth? Well, let's see. So FYI, the belt is where the Roman soldiers stored their weapons. And without a belt, they could not carry a weapon. Okay, let's see if I can. I remember in school, maybe about the fifth grade, beginning of the fifth grade of my school tenure, I remember in school when sagging was beginning to be popular. When us as boys, we didn't know really what it stood for. I know some of y'all might remember seeing, you know, this trend that started to take place all of a sudden where boys would have their pants hanging off their backside. And so it's beginning to be popular. And what it stood for, what we thought was an expression of being cool, and that it would make us and our attire look fly. And not knowing it was something that made its way out of the prison system, which let others know that what you are available. I'm not going to get into that side. We got kids online, but you get my drift. But in school, if we came without a belt on, the principal and the teachers, I remember it like it was yesterday, walking off the bus, they would have trash bags. They would have trash bags ready for when you got off the bus and your pants was not where it was supposed to be, they were ready for you. They had trash bags for us to use as a belt. The problem was is that it didn't do the job completely, but it made a difference. It didn't do the job completely, but it made a big difference. So if you ain't ready, if you're wavering and being tossed with every wind and doctrine coming your way that keeps you off track from truly believing who God really is and keeping you from trusting in his word, for God's word is the truth. God's word serves as the what? Foundation. God's word serve as the foundation. Romans 10 and 17 says what? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If your foundation is not right, okay, let's put it like this. We have kids on the line. There's a fable about, I don't know if y'all remember this, the story about the three little pigs. Everybody remember? Somebody said, what
pastor? Oh, yeah, I remember that story.
Somebody said, what pastor going with this? Okay, well, let's see. The story about the three little pigs. So it said that the first little pig built a house made of what? Straw. He made a house built of straw, and he thatched till he couldn't thatch anymore. He worked every day till his trotters were sore. Then early one evening came a knock at the door. Little piggy, won't you let me come in? No, no, no. Not by what the hair on my chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll what? Blow your house in. No, 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 Mr. Wolf, I will not let you in. So he huffed, so he puffed, and he huffed and puffed, and he blew the house in. But wait a minute. The second little piggy, he built a house made of what? Sticks. He paid close attention to all the fiddle bits with curtains on the windows and carpet on the floor. The early one evening, a knock on the door. Little piggy, won't you let me come in? No, 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 not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. No, 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 Mr. Wolf, I will what? Not let you in. So what did he do? He what? Huffed. He puffed and he puffed. And guess what? He blew the house in. Well, well, there's a third little piggy. The third little piggy, he built his house made of what? Bricks.
Bricks.
Which he felt would be stronger. Thank you, Cameron. Thank you. Made it of bricks. And he felt that it would be what? Stronger than straw and stronger than sticks. Well, he painted the ceiling and he painted the walls. Then early one evening came a knock at the door. The little piggy, won't you let me come in? And he said, no, 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 not by the hair of my little chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. No, no, Mr. Wolf, I will not let you in. So he what? He huffed, he puffed, and he puffed, and he huffed. And guess what? He puffed some more, but it didn't blow in. So now the three little pigs each had a house made of what? Bricks. So they wouldn't have to worry about the wolf and his tricks. They each found a wife from the same little town, and soon there were what? Little piglets running all around town. So what are you saying? At times, there's going to be a knock at the door. That's going to be a, can you hear me? That's going to be a knock at the door. The question is, are you going to let him in? Are you going to let Satan come in to your house to rule, to abide in? Oh, no, 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 not by the hair of my what? My chinny chin chin. Oh, I don't think so. We can't allow that. So what you said, the foundation, the primary moral of the lesson is from the three little pigs, is that it's hard to work, but dedication will what? Pay off. The first two pigs, they quickly built homes in order to have more free time to play. But the third pig labored in the construction of the house and of the bricks. So, dear hearts, beloved, we are still standing by the grace of God, but the devil is busy. He's busy knocking at the door. There's a song that I used to sing when I was a little kid, and I remember like it was yesterday. It says that the devil is busy trying to block our progress. But if we stay with Jesus, we will gain the test. Continue to be encouraged and give God your best, and continue to what? Keep serving God in spite of what the circumstances look like, in spite of what your family might think about you, in spite of what your friends or enemies might think or say about you. Continue to stand in spite of the enemy. He has his job to do, but we have what? We have our job to do too, because we are what? Conquerors, more than conquerors, because while we are children of God, we are children of God. We should what? Continue to stand and have done all that we can do to what? Stand no matter what. No matter what comes your way. Don't be so quick to, build your foundation on straw. Don't be so quick to build your foundation on what sticks, because we know that it's not going to hold. But one thing about it, we do know who holds tomorrow. We know who holds our hand. We know that Jesus is what our solid rock. He is our foundation. He is the way, the truth, and the light. And we must remember that God is. And as I always say, God got us. But remember, the question is, do you have him? Dear hearts, keep standing. Keep standing on the promise of God and watch God work in your life. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord work in your life. Trust in the Lord right now and believe today. We can't forget that. Trust in the Lord and believe right now. Stop playing with it. Because guess what? The enemy is not playing with you. We still playing tricks and games. The enemy's not playing with us. We have to what? Stay on our P's and Q's at all times. Continue to work the work of him that what sent us while in his day. For when night cometh, no man can work. Dear hearts, keep standing, keep trusting, keep believing, and watch God work a miracle in your life. Amen and amen. We thank you so very much for joining us this morning. I tell you, I feel so good right now. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. God is better than good. And one thing,
he's awesome.
He's awesome. He's real. He's real, real. Jesus is real to me.
Amen.
But I can't speak for you. Is he real to you?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so
praise
very you much. God.